Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This morning, an explosion rips through restaurants in Canberra, buildings destroyed and a man taken to hospital. Another shocking testing mistake. Close to 1,000 people told they don't have COVID when their results weren't in. Isolation time slashed for health workers in New South Wales as the system buckles under pressure. A Perth grandmother left homeless by a bushfire. Police now suspect was deliberately lit. And the Aussies close in on Ashes victory after Mitchell Starc and Scott Boland strikes late.
This is 7 News.
Good morning, Tasha Belling here. A massive explosion has damaged a number of restaurants in the nation's capital. Security cameras captured the moment a fireball erupted at around 7:30 last night, destroying a local kebab shop at Belconnen in Canberra's northwest and sending black smoke billowing into the air. A man has been taken to hospital after suffering burns in the explosion. Residents in the area reported hearing a loud bang and then feeling a shockwave.
There are a lot of local takeaway places, service stations, things like that. So, yes, obviously very, very grateful that there was only one person injured. It could have been a lot worse.
Firefighters remain on the scene this morning, and at this stage it's still unclear exactly what caused the blaze. Experts are warning there could be serious ramifications after another major testing bungle was revealed in Sydney. Close to 1,000 people were wrongly told they were negative for COVID when in fact their results still had not been confirmed. They're all now being ordered into isolation by the same pathology lab which gave hundreds of incorrect results on Sunday.
Here I am calling all my aunt, like all my relatives, my best friends. It's a Christmas miracle. I'm negative.
It's been described as a case of human error as thousands more were turned away from overrun clinics yesterday. Meantime, health authorities in New South Wales have slashed the time workers need to isolate for after being exposed to COVID-19. Frontline staff deemed close contacts because of a positive case in their household can now return to work after just 7 days instead of a fortnight under changes coming into effect today. Those exposed outside of the home in a social setting only need to isolate for 2 days after and return rather a negative result. It comes as the health system continues to buckle with around 2,000 staff currently in isolation and COVID cases continuing to increase. The Queensland Premier has revealed PCR testing requirements for interstate travellers are likely to be scrapped on January 1. Anastasia Palaszczuk says the Sunshine State intends to make rapid antigen tests the primary screening method for holiday makers after complaints over major delays.
We might be looking at the day 5 test, making that move to a rapid antigen test in the next 24 to 48 hours.
The New South Wales Health Minister has hit back, though, slamming the Queensland Premier's choice to hold off until the new year as passive-aggressive stupidity. Brad Hazzard says between now and January the 1st, there can be easily another 100 to 150,000 tests, pushing the state's testing capacity to the brink. Cricket Australia is determined to keep the New Year's test in Sydney despite positive cases in the England camp. Yesterday's play in Melbourne was delayed when 4 people in the English side's support team and family tested positive. Players all received rapid tests and were cleared and back on the pitch about half an hour later. But under New South Wales rules, they'll have to isolate for up to 7 days.
We just need to kind of remain calm, get the facts, Everyone needs to follow the medical advice, and on that basis, we keep going.
The English squad underwent full PCR tests overnight. South Australia has recorded its first COVID-related death in more than 18 months as cases in the state continue to increase. A 94-year-old woman who tested positive died in Adelaide. The state recorded 842 new COVID cases yesterday, and currently 23 people are in hospital in the state. In other news this morning, a Perth grandmother is homeless after her property was destroyed by a bushfire, which police now believe was deliberately lit. Firefighters battled throughout the night as flames ripped through treetops and managed to save a number of other homes, but not before the blaze scorched hundreds of hectares and left devastation behind once again.
40 years up in flames. A family home at the centre of a Boxing Day blaze. 43 degrees, strong winds and plenty of fuel to feed a fire scorching more than 100 hectares. And with it, a lifetime of memories for Monique Lay.
Oh my God.
As air tankers work to prevent this devastation playing out across the hills, Monique witnessed what was left for the first time.
This is a dream, like a nightmare. It's a very emotional time, I guess.
The chimney, the only structure left standing, a relic of what this home meant for Monique's mum, Mary Ann, who's now without one. She was only saved from the flames by chance.
She left to go to the shop. She didn't even take her phone. She just had the clothes she was wearing.
Unable to return to save her pets.
Just so much heartache, just, and all her memories. She's very sentimental.
Precious memories of Monique's late father destroyed too. Now it's like losing him again.
But she's a strong lady.
Police believe an arsonist is to blame. The origin point understood to be just down the road. The investigation now focused on their backyard.
Police are very effective at tracking people who do this. There's a strong chance you'll be caught and you'll go to jail.
Near misses still leaving their mark on residents, fearing they'd relive the horror of the February fires. That Monique Lay and her mother are forced to endure. Jacinta Lee, 7 News.
Armed police surrounded a home in Brisbane's West last night after a man barricaded himself inside with a weapon and refused to come out for around 10 and a half hours. The street was shut down and drivers were asked to avoid the area as officers tried to negotiate with him over a megaphone. It's understood the man threatened others during the incident, but thankfully no one was injured. Nearby residents were told to stay indoors. The 46-year-old surrendered to police at around 2:30 this morning. Australia's construction industry is booming, but the surge in new homes is putting cracks in the supply chain. It's forcing up the costs of essentials like steel and timber, creating a budget black hole for buyers to fill.
Designed to keep tradies on the tools during the pandemic, the federal government's home builder scheme has exceeded all expectations.
The program has been a huge success.
Announced last June by the Prime Minister, the program got off to an awkward start.
Hey guys, I've just reseeded that.
But like the grass, it recovered and flourished. The $15,000 and $25,000 grants to build a new or substantially renovate an existing home helped reignite Australia's residential construction industry. Only 27,000 applications were expected, but nearly 138,000 were received. It cost $2.5 billion, but injected $120 billion into the economy, supporting almost 375,000 jobs.
I just don't think we expected in our wildest dreams it'd be that popular.
Victorian homeowners led the charge with almost 40,000 applications. Queenslanders submitted close to 30,000. There were more than 20,000 in New South Wales and WA.
A great majority of these are first home buyers.
But the success of the scheme has also led to some unintentional and some very expensive consequences, which no one predicted.
We saw quite sharp increases in the price of steel and timber.
Combined with a shortage of bricklayers and carpenters, the price of a new build has soared by as much as 30%.
A lot of work, but delays and price increases are really impacting on margins.
But experts say the pinch won't be felt by buyers in the long run. Rob Scott, 7 News.
It's been 6 years since the scandal of Pistol and Boo, the celebrity dogs who sparked a biosecurity breach by flying into Australia. But the actress involved seems determined to have the last laugh with a new taunt to Barnaby Joyce, who threatened to have her pets put down.
Hollywood actress Amber Heard's new adopted Pride and Joy is the plot twist no one saw coming.
Barnaby Joyce Heard, don't you scratch that glass one more time.
Named in honour of Barnaby the politician, who crashed into her life back in 2015, threatening to destroy her and then-husband Johnny Depp's dogs, Pistol and Boo.
Mr. Depp has to either take his dogs back to California or we're going to have to euthanise them.
The pair smuggled the pups into Australia on a private jet, sparking the now internationally known war on terriers.
Johnny Depp's dogs facing a death sentence in Australia.
Free Johnny Depp's dogs!
He gave them a death countdown.
The stars caved and flew them home. Amber Heard was fined but escaped jail time. But Barnaby still wanted an apology.
I am truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared. Protecting Australia is important.
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
Since then, Heard and Depp have made headlines with their bitter divorce and are still locked in an ongoing legal battle. But in Australia, they're remembered for the very public clash, that awkward video, and it appears even 6 years on, Amber Heard hasn't quite let it go.
Barnaby Joyce Heard, don't you scratch that glass one more time.
Barnaby weighed in. I get a real sense of accomplishment that I'm still in her head long after I've forgotten about them, he said. And obviously, I now rate above Johnny Depp. In the United States, Smiley Hogan, 7 News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has decided against introducing new restrictions after a briefing on the latest Omicron developments. The Prime Minister met with health officials and scientific advisers to discuss the latest Omicron numbers as cases continue to skyrocket across the UK. Currently in England, people are being advised to work from home, wear masks in public settings, and those attending large events must show a vaccination pass. Meantime, Israel has started administering a fourth COVID-19 vaccine dose to a test group of medical staff. Around 150 health workers will receive the shot as Israel considers approving the dose to stop the spread of Omicron. Health experts want the booster to be given to those over the age of 60, the immunocompromised, and all medical workers. Israel was the fastest country in the world to roll out initial vaccines a year ago. South Africa has announced a week of mourning to honour Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Bells rang for 10 minutes at midday from the city's Anglican Cathedral, while Cape Town's City Hall was lit up in purple in his honour. His body will lie in state before his funeral on the 1st of January. Parts of Western Canada are under an extreme weather warning as a brutal cold snap sweeps across the country. Record low temperatures have plunged cities into self-imposed lockdowns. The coldest spot in the country was Rabbit Kettle in the northwest, where temperatures fell to minus 50 degrees Celsius. Omicron is sending daily COVID numbers soaring in the United States to levels higher than last winter's pandemic peak. Live to US correspondent Tim Lester now. Tim, the surge coincides, of course, with this ongoing travel chaos across the US as Omicron grounds more flights.
Morning, Tash. Yes, part of this is about that Canadian cold snap you were talking about extending freezing conditions into the Pacific Northwest of the United States. That's grounded a couple of hundred flights, but 900 or so grounded just today alone and 2,300 across the weekend in the United States. Much of it is about Omicron, the variant striking down crews and forcing airlines to cancel flights in great numbers and causing travel chaos at a time of year when 2 million Americans pass through security at the country's airports each day. Adding to the woes of Americans at the moment is great trouble in being able to get their hands on the testing kits, the at-home testing kits that they feel they need before they're able to travel.
We've obviously got to do better. I mean, I think things will improve greatly
as we get into January, but that doesn't help us today and tomorrow.
220,000 cases a day at the moment, the United States. A year ago, it reached its current peak of 250,000 during the pandemic. So Omicron driving a surge that is quickly closing in on records in this country. Tash?
Yeah, the chaos continues. Tim, thanks so much for the update. An officer in the right place at the right time has helped save a child choking in the US. The five-year-old girl's mum pulled into a petrol station looking for help. A trooper and mechanic used the reversed Heimlich manoeuvre to successfully clear the food stuck in the airway. The girl's mum has been praised for her quick thinking.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A gripping final hour of play on day two of the third test may well have sealed the Ashes for Australia. Fast bowler Jimmy Anderson claimed four wickets as England clawed their way back to dismiss the Aussies for 267. But all their hard work went up in smoke in the final hour of play. Mitch Stark, Pat Cummins and Scott Boland producing a devastating spell to see England stumble to 4 for 31 at stumps. They start day three, 51 runs behind the Aussies. You can watch all the action live and free right here on Seven. Meantime, records were made last night as the Melbourne Stars fought off the Brisbane Heat by 20 runs at the Gabba. Brisbane young gun Liam Guthrie earned an unwanted record. He's 2 for 70, the most expensive bowling spell in Big Bash history. As Hilton Cartwright and Joe Clark's 151-run partnership inspired the Stars to 207.
You need to tell me how good a shot that was, Hodgie. That is unbelievable batting by Joe Clark.
Chris Lynn and Ben Duckett warmed up to the task, but it wasn't enough for the Heat. Lynn's wicket triggering a collapse. Ben McDermott's unbeaten century helped steer the Hobart Hurricanes to a 7-wicket win over the Adelaide Strikers. And tonight, the Sydney Thunder take on Big Bash leaders, the Perth Scorchers in Canberra. Of course, you can watch it all live and free right here on 7. The Sydney to Hobart yacht race is still too close to call, with the front runners neck and neck as they enter Tasmania. They're through the worst of the weather, though, and are battling it out across the Bass Strait. Super Maxi Blackjack is in the lead, just with Law Connect hot on its heels, just 1.6 nautical miles back, while Scally Wag is also not far behind. Taking a look at the weather details around the country now, a low and troughs will cause widespread showers, heavy rain and storms over parts of the northern tropics, northern WA, Queensland and New South Wales. A trough over WA should continue to push heat over the west coast. High pressure over South Australia and western WA will start to bring some clear skies. Looking around the capital cities now, a shower or two expected for Brisbane, 25. Possible shower for Sydney, 23. Partly cloudy in Canberra today, 21. Sunny and 24 for Melbourne, partly cloudy in Hobart, 22. Sunny in Adelaide, 29. Very hot again today in Perth, sunny and 39. A shower or two and a possible storm on the way for Darwin and a high of 31. And that's 7 Early News for this Tuesday, the 28th of December, 2021. I'm Natasha Belling.